Hey guys, Sklar Brothers here with Dan Van Kirk.
Yes.
From Dumb People Town, and we've got Adam from Adam Ruins Everything. Adam Conover on the show this
Hello.
Week.
Hello!
Good time in Dumb People Town, right? I mean, you like to make people smarter. When they finish watching your show
and try to
listen to your podcast, they try and be smarter. We are going to not be focusing on those people in this episode.
No, but we are going to focus on possibly the greatest eyewitness to any one of our stories. Mulver.
The first story has one of the greatest Dumb People Town characters ever, and he didn't actually do anything wrong. Check it out.
Hey, weird adults. Today's episode is brought to you by Audible.com. Audible has the best audiobook performances, the largest library, and the most exclusive content, and you'll feel something when you listen. Learn more at audible.com/weirdadults, where you can get 30 days free and one free audiobook. It's awesome, and just so you know, I'm right now reading Missoula. I think it's a must read, and it's super easy to digest if you're listening to it on Audible. I'm also highly, highly, extremely beyond above recommending you read or listen to on Audible, So You've Been Publicly Shamed by John Ronson. If you are of the now, if you are living in the time that we're living, which I hope you are if you're listening to this, if not, please seek medical attention because you are in fact dead. But if you are living, you have to read So You've Been Publicly Shamed by John Ronson, and you can get it for free by going to audible.com/weirdadults. This book is such a necessary read because it's so relevant to the times we're living in, and I just think it's awesome. All right guys, check it out, audible.com/weirdadults. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Weird Adults. Back by popular demand, we have the queen of podcasting, the future of podcasts, the face of the beauty industry. Please welcome Ms. Jackie Johnson.
Maybe in like 3 months when my podcast gets really big, I like won't even talk to you anymore. I'll be like so much too cool.
Honestly,
you'll like try to say hi to me on the street and I'll be like, who are you? And like walk away.
I want that to happen. Like that's my goal, is for that to happen. And then I just can consume you through your podcast. I'll be okay. I want you to know that.
I would never do that. Are you kidding?
I know you.
I'm so humble because I've had so many years of not being famous and not being successful that like if I ever became that big of a monster, it would be a miracle.
That seems like a pretty big jump to ever be made.
I was okay. So Catherine Burns, my best friend, won an Emmy this year for choreography for Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, which is a show that you're on. And I went with her to the Emmys, and then I went with her to a bunch of Emmy parties too. And she walked the red carpet, and they would literally go and like put their hand on me, like, you can wait for her off to the side. And I'm just like, okay. And so you're like, you really get humbled quick.
Do you want to hear this? I went to, was it the Bieber roast?
Oh.
I went to the Justin Bieber roast for Comedy Central. I walked on the red carpet and I can't even say it. And no one took my photo. It was horrifying. It was traumatizing.
Like, did they raise up the cameras and then kind of look at you and like lower them? Like, oh, never mind. I'm not going to waste my film.
It was.
Because that's happened to me before.
Oh, okay. Then I feel better. It was so traumatic that I think that I can never go on a red carpet again.
No, it's really humiliating. And I'm like, it's all fake. Once you see it, basically you have to have a paper with your name on it and has some stamp on it from your PR company, and they hand it before you walk up so they know who you are, because these guys don't know who anybody is. They're just photographers. They're just like paid to take pictures. They don't know who like the guy who won Top Model is, because he was in front of me and he got his damn picture taken.
It's a very weird system. Today I saw on your Snapchat, I was watching you and Chooch, your doggy, who's so cute, who I love, who's playing with Donut right now as we speak.
Do you think people are sick of me?
What do you mean?
Like, I'm like on your pod. Like, they're like, Esther, put some new blood into this fucking hoe.
No,
like, why are you having this thirsty bitch back?
I was just having this conversation with Dustin, and Dustin was like, Jackie once a month and more solo episodes. I think the routine and...
Wait, a solo pod?
Yeah.
Whoa.
I feel like you
Pump
are...
Pump the brakes.
You are such a good candidate for a solo pod.
Oh my God, color me intrigued.
Yeah, you should totally be having solo episodes.
So what do? You just talk to yourself?
Yes. Oh my God.
Oh, I kind of want to do one.
I'm going to... And by the way, everyone who's listening, I'm going to start doing more of those, maybe once a month, twice a month. So those will be coming back.
What do you talk about by yourself?
Go back into the archives and find them.
Oh, I'm going to. When I do dishes tomorrow, you better believe it.
It gets deep. It gets dark. It gets raw.
I feel like that's, for me, a train wreck.
That's all the better.
It's like, I guess, my snaps.
Yes, you were born to have a solo podcast.
Oh my God, Dustin, are you ready? Do you ever feel bad for Dustin that he has to listen to all this fucking shit all the time? Like, do you think when he goes to bed at night, he like hears our voices in his head? Like, he's just like, get me the fuck away!
Stress dreams about us talking to each other about beauty blenders.
Sweet peach palette. That damn sweet peach palette. And they have like a chocolate bonbon of semi-sweet chocolate, peanut butter and jelly. They got crazy ones.
By the way, I've been texting you about this. I do think our destiny is to co-host a podcast one day. I know that for now we're just guesting on each
other. Right, we're building each other up.
I'm planting the seed in Dustin's mind like that maybe a Jackie-Esther combo will be happening.
We just have to come up with a gimmick. I feel like just us talking is not niche enough.
You're so into the gimmick. I'm the opposite of the gimmick.
You gotta have a gimmick. Haven't you heard that?
But hey, that's why it would be good. We're opposites. Okay, so
we're total opposites. You're very feminine and small, and
you're
I'm a
so
giant
feminine
ogre.
And small.
Oh
Look
my God,
at you.
No, I'm a fucking ogre.
You have the perfect body. You have the body God. I dreamed about having my whole childhood.
I want your body. Are you kidding? I want to know what it's like to be petite and dainty and small and have a man pick you up and throw you up against a wall. If a guy tries to pick me up, he'll break his back. He'll get a hernia. Like, you're so much taller and bigger than I thought.
Donut just crawled under Chuchi. It was the cutest thing.
Oh my God, look at them. Okay, so you were asking me about Chuchi's licking.
You don't let Chuchi lick you?
Of course not.
I need to hear everything.
Okay, so basically my dog has the most foul-smelling breath of any creature that's ever lived, number one. Number two, like, I love my dog so much that I could cry thinking about it. Yeah. She's everything to me. But I don't let us cross that border. I don't let us cross the, like, licking line. I just feel like it, you know, it's like the prostitute's not allowed to kiss you on the mouth kind of thing. It's like, it takes it to a level that I'm not comfortable with. I'm allowed to kiss her, but she's not allowed to kiss me. You know what I mean?
This is so crazy because I almost look to you as, like, someone who loves their dog so much that it's almost like, you get it, you get me. But I will bring Donut to work. I will hold her in my arms like a baby and... Everyone that I work with just has to sit there and watch Donut lick my mouth over and
okay.
over.
Okay, I mean, I don't want to judge you, but that's fucking disgusting. I would never in a million years let Chuchi lick my mouth. I don't let her lick me at all. I don't let her lick my hands. I don't let her lick anything about me.
But doesn't it bother you that she wants to do it so badly?
I mean, no, because here's the thing. When you own a dog, you have to restrain their wild animal tendencies. They have to know that you are the boss. If you let them do whatever they want all the time, they're not going to respect you, and they're not going to be good dogs. My dog is the best behaved dog ever, and it's because I have put certain restraints on her. And
what
I know
else?
It sounds dark, but it's just like having a child. You don't want your child to do everything all the time. It'll make it a fucking asshole. So the same rules apply to a dog. You have to teach it things that are okay and not okay.
I forget, where does Chuchi sleep?
She sleeps in bed, but she didn't for a really long time.
Okay, at least Donut does sleep in a crate.
She's far too young to sleep in bed. She will definitely do that when she's old enough. I don't doubt it.
Yeah.
Chuchi didn't for a long time. Basically, when I got Chuch, I had a boyfriend. We broke up, and then I was lonely. And I let her, she slept in her crate forever, and then I got lonely and let her in bed. Then, when I met Adam, my now husband, he wasn't really into dogs, so she went back. When we, like, moved in together, she, like, went back to sleeping in her own bed. But eventually, he fell in love with her, and he put her in the bed, which I knew would happen, girls.
Yes.
That's my advice. Don't try to change your man. Just be patient and, like, suggest things and, like, be open.
Basically, use your
Let him think it was his idea.
Yes.
Let him think it was his idea.
A woman that I used to babysit for always said, like, keep them on a long leash.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, girl.
You know those retractable leashes? Get one of those for your man.
That's so bad.
So yeah, Chooch doesn't lick.
You're so fucking cute.
But she still tries every once in a while. That's why I say no lick. She knows no lick what no lick means.
She's so well behaved. It's really. Is it really that bad? I almost want to get a whiff of it just to see, because I bet I would like it.
Well, she's older, you know? She's 7. Imagine having a 7-year-old child. That's, you know, I've had her that long.
That is kind of crazy. Wait, so does Choochie, I'm just going to be direct.
Yes.
Does Choochie have a passion for your period blood?
Oh, my God.
Are you okay?
Oh, my God. I'm going to say she hasn't had the opportunity. That opportunity hasn't presented itself to her.
Because you use a Diva cup.
Yeah.
So yesterday I got my period and I was in this very studio and I got my period and I was recording a podcast that may never make it to air, but I had a bloody pad and Donut dug it out of the trash and
ate it. That's a very common thing with dogs.
And my boyfriend had a bunch of his friends over for the Super Bowl, and all I could think about was my dog is going to throw up my bloody sanitary napkin in front of them. It didn't happen, but I was scared
of that. So she digested it and went through her body? Or
I think I saw a little bit of it in her duty today.
Tampons are actually very dangerous for dogs.
Why?
Because they eat them, and then they, like, expand in their stomachs, and then they, like, die. I had a friend. Her dog got 5 of them out of the trash. And my first thought was, girl, get a Diva cup, number one, because that's a lot of tamps.
Mm-hmm.
You go through 5 tamps? I mean, I can't even imagine having a period where you go through 5 tamps. That, to me, sounds like a nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. And second of all, she had to pay, like, it was, like, thousands of dollars for surgery to remove them. Because he was throwing them up for a while. Like, he threw up a few of them, but then, like, he got really sick, and she had to take him to the doctor, and they weren't even hers. They were her roommates, which is even grosser. For some reason, like, if Chuji ate mine, yeah, I'd be like, okay, you love mommy, and you wanted mommy to be a part of you. I get it. But, like, a dirty, random stranger tampon, that's disgusting.
That would infuriate me. That would fill me with rage if
Donna
ever did that.
I am happy that she didn't flush it, because it's not meant to go down the plumbing, to be honest.
It's not. So,
but everyone get a damn Diva cup.
Can you sell me on a Diva cup right now?
I've sold people on Diva cups on several podcasts.
I own one. I've used it a couple times.
But you're so small. I bet you're just too little for it.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
But I want to make it work because I, like we talked about on your podcast, I'm thrifty and I don't like waste. And pads and tampons are extremely wasteful.
And they're expensive. I've used the same Diva cup for 6 years. And it was $40, but, like, do the math. Because how much is a box of tampons? Like, $10?
Yeah.
So, like, I've saved so much money.
Dude, can you, like, tell me?
First of all, I think you need, and I love my Diva cup, but you need to look into a different brand. Because they do make ones that are a little smaller for, like, I'm just assuming you have a small vagina based on how small you are.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm assuming it's very, very dainty and very small and just very feminine and little and beautiful.
Thank you.
I'm a very tall woman, and I don't think I have a large vagina, but I feel like taller women have longer, what's the inside of your vagina called? I feel like I have, like, a longer situation because I'm longer.
I want to say canal.
So doesn't that make more sense?
Yeah.
That, like, I can take a larger member, let's say, than you probably can.
Yes.
Just because I'm 5'10". I'm a long, tall woman, so I have a long vagina to fill up. I'm just assuming that. So my Diva cup, I pop that thing in and out. No problem. It goes right in. It goes right out.
For me, I will admit, it did feel like hard labor. But yeah, that might be you've done it for so long. I was new.
Well, no, but that's the thing. My first try, it went straight in. It never leaked. I never have had a single problem. But I'm in the minority. It takes a little getting used to. You have to definitely adjust it. I have friends that lube theirs up first.
Wow.
But I think you just need to try another one. When I was on the subway going to the Women's March, I had a Diva cup sign. My sign had Diva cups all over it. So, like, people kept coming out to me and talking to me about Diva cups. And this one girl was, like, very tiny and cute. She was like, oh, I couldn't get the Diva cup in, but I had this other one. I should have remembered the name of it for you.
Well, it's at least helpful to hear that there are other brands out there, because then I can...
There's, like, Moon Cup.
Okay.
And there's a cup. Oh, and you know what else? The Sea Sponge.
What's that?
So they're real sponges that were in the sea that I think they died, but their bodies, their husks, are like little sponges. So they're sea sponges. And you fold them up and you put them up there just like you would a Diva cup, and they suck up all the blood. Ooh. When you're done, you pull it out, you rinse it.
Someone.
No, you could do that. You could sponge paint your room. You could do like a sponge painting on the wall or something. But then you flush it out with water and put it back in. Wring it out, put it back in. Deanna Russo uses them.
She does.
Yeah. And there's a great Instagram I love to follow. It's called Life Lady Hacks.
I will be following that.
And it's all about like just little fun, easy things that you can do as a woman throughout your day as like a life hack. Mm-hmm. And I found out about them on there. And although I haven't used them because I'm very happy with my Diva Cup, but I thought about getting one to try it because I like to try new things. And I like to be in the conversation about beauty.
Yes, as you are on
my
podcast,
Natch Beaut.
Yes. And what is that exactly?
My podcast?
Can you tell me about it?
I mean, it's a podcast that's basically still comedic centric, but it's all about beauty, wellness, skincare, and hair care. And then a big part of the conversation will always revolve around an old YM magazine or an old, like a vintage magazine, because that's what started me on beauty. When we were younger, did you ever read magazines?
Oh, my God. Magazines are such a strong pastime for me that I recently resubscribed to a magazine.
Oh, because which one?
I'm kind of ashamed to say it because they've been putting a lot of Trump stuff on the cover.
Wait, it's the American Girl catalog, right?
You know, my hands are in an American Girl catalog.
Oh my God.
I was a hand model. No, it's Us Weekly because that's what I used to read in high school. I remember every Friday night I would go to the movies with my parents and I'd come home and I'd read my Us Weekly. And for nostalgic purposes, I resubscribed to Us Weekly at the end of last year. My point is, I love magazines, and I wish that YM was still a magazine around.
I mean, yeah, because it's kind of a dying art. I mean, YM went under, but like when YM would come, I would sit and read every single page.
Yes.
I would read every tiny little side thing.
YM was the best.
Well, it's because we didn't have anything else. We didn't have Instagram baddies teaching us how to do our brows and showing us the new fucking, you know, product du jour.
And
we learned about everything from here.
I liked Teen Vogue. I liked Cosmo Girl, which is no longer around. Now, there's really nothing as good as YM ever was.
Yeah, and that's why I've been buying these on eBay, and they are not cheap.
How much are they?
They're like, I mean, it depends. I got these in a bundle. It was 10 of them for like $90 or something. I mean, I'm not kidding. People are really not giving me a break on these.
Holy shit.
And I'm hoping once my pod takes off, I'll have people send me some.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, because they're so amazing. I mean, basically, this is just what I became who I am because these magazines raised me. They taught me how to act around guys. They taught me what to wear. They taught me how to do my makeup. They taught me what to buy. They taught me how to shave my legs.
How
they taught me everything.
How to check for breast cancer.
How to check your boobs for lumps.
Yeah.
You know, the tampon stuff, you know, because I did use tampons for a long time. I never used a pad. I went straight to tamps.
I never understood those people, but I always felt like those girls were really like the pretty cool girls that could never be caught wearing like a bloody diaper. But I am a pad girl.
You still wear pads?
I'm wearing one right now.
So do you not do tamps at all?
No, I do both, but I prefer...
Do you double up? Like you put a pad in just as a protection?
No, I prefer pads, but it's like if I'm... Let's say I have my period, but I'm working on a TV show or I'm going on a date or I know I have to wear a tight outfit, like I'll put a tampon in.
Yeah.
Or if I'm exercising, like if I'm just sitting around all day or sleeping, I want to wear a pad.
And why is that?
Because
you find them more secure?
No, because if I have a tampon in, it's kind of like a liability at all times. Like you have to always remember it's in there. You know you can't let it go past 4 to 6 hours. Like a pad, you put it on and you can forget about it, and
you have to get a cup. You have to get a cup.
Why?
Guess how often I change my cup?
How often?
24 hours. And I know people who keep them in for 2 days.
Dude.
You won't get toxic shock. They don't harbor bacteria. They're made of silicone.
Dude.
You set it, forget it. They're amazing. They're also great for guys. You don't have to leave dirty tampon shit all over the house, you know? Like,
but doesn't the cup get filled up with too much blood?
I mean, it can if you have a lot going on, but I'm a very feminine woman. I don't have that problem.
Well, see, I, on day one or day two, like, there's a lot happening in my system to the point where, like, that cup will be full.
But I, again, you need to try it because I would argue the cup will hold way more than a tampon will.
I believe that.
And I also think tampons are disgusting.
Like, are you pulling it out and seeing like a full cup of blood?
No, not currently.
Right.
But it depends. Everyone's different, you know? I don't want to get too much into that because
no,
it's...
No, I know. I'm sorry to my male listeners who have been... Can I just say...
I'm squeamish. I'm squeamish personally.
My male listeners who have been putting up with... There's been a lot of makeup talk lately, and now we're going extremely deep into periods. I just want... If you're still here...
I mean,
here,
again, Dustin's going to have nightmares.
If you're still here, my male listeners, I just want to give you a shout out, a virtual hug, a thank you...
But you know what? You gotta fucking hear about this if you're a guy. You gotta know what we deal with. We, you know, you get to fuck us. You get to, you know, look at us and our bodies. This is the shit we have to deal with just to live, okay?
I agree with that. This apology and this shout out and this sign of respect is more so for the makeup stuff that we've been heavy
right.
on. And now the cups of blood.
You guys have to understand what we go through. It sucks.
It does.
Okay? It fucking sucks. Imagine, men out there, just do a visualization. Just imagine you're sitting at your desk at work or you're hanging out with your bros, you're getting a beer or something, and all of a sudden you start fucking bleeding out of your dick and cramping up and you feel terrible and you get all puffy and your face breaks out and you're tired but you can't sleep. It's a fucking nightmare and we go through it every month. So you need to hear about this shit, okay? Yes, we use Diva Cups. And guess what? You shouldn't use tampons, man. What kind do you use? If you say one of the ones from the drugstore.
No. I use a brand called Lola.
Okay, good. I love them.
Yes.
I'm all about that. I like Lola a lot.
They're organic cotton.
Yes, good.
They do have plastic applicators, which is a bummer, but that's what I need for a smooth insertion.
Right. Well, see, that's another thing with the Diva Cup. You have to get really comfortable with yourself.
I mean, with a Diva Cup, you're like...
You're going in.
Digging in.
You're going in deep. You're getting in there. You're like a friggin' architect. No, not architect. What are the like...
A grave digger?
No, that's what I was going to say too. Archaeologist. You're like a damn archaeologist going on a dig. You got to hunt. You got to get in there. But, you know, I used to be a Nuva Ring user, so I was very comfortable like dealing with that.
Oh, wait. What does that mean?
Nuva Ring?
Doesn't that... need to be inserted by a doctor?
No, that's an IUD, which I've also had. Nuva Ring is a ring, like a little, it looks like
no,
a little hair
I've
tie.
I've seen it, yeah.
And you just fold it up and push it up there. But
that is
but
so
then
weird.
You have to get it out. And sometimes it gets very, very far shoved all the way up against the back of your cervix. And I literally was like this. Like I had my entire forearm up there digging around to try and get it out. And I had to put on Tracy Chapman and like put on some candles. I had to like really relax myself. I was like, I gotta get this motherfucker out.
Well, I always have the fear of accidentally putting in two tampons.
Which happens to people.
I don't ever want to have to.
Just use those Thinks.
Okay, so I got those.
Yeah. Oh, you have? I want them so bad.
Okay, hear me out. I have two pairs.
They're like $50.
They're so fucking expensive.
Yeah.
And if you have two, it's not enough. You need like eight pairs for Ooh. It to work. Because think about it. They fill up quickly, and then you need to wash it and reuse it.
Right.
So if you just have two...
And if you don't have a washer dryer, which I don't...
Yeah, if you only have two pairs, that's barely going to get me through a full day. So...
I mean, I feel like I could probably wear one pair all day. I'm very feminine.
You'd
I have
okay.
a very whisper, like barely a whisper of a menstrual cycle. Like it's just,
oh, hi. Then honestly, like I almost don't even know why I'm taking your advice because I'm heavy.
Well, listen.
I'm a chunky girl.
Well, when you have a Diva Cup, you really see everything that's happening with yourself.
That's
true. You know what I mean? Like you pull it out and you see everything. I don't want to get too graphic.
It's all.
But
there.
I had a stint where it was terrible. I basically decided I didn't want hormones in my body anymore. Because again, as women, the cross to bear falls on us. Mm-hmm. If you want to fuck and raw dog your girlfriend or whatever, we have to deal with it. We don't want to have kids, so we have to put the hormones in our bodies. We have to have all the friggin', we have to go in the doctor's office and spread our shit and have them shove up cranks up there. This is the shit women deal with, okay? So again, listen up, men. All you guys out there who raw dog your girls, they have to deal with this shit.
Wait, what is your current form of birth control?
Pulling out.
Same.
I'm married, so it doesn't matter.
Right.
I can say it right now. I'm married. Come at me. I did it. nobody can. I can talk about having sex because I've had sex because I'm married.
Wait,
okay.
But I talk. I can have sex too. But
yeah,
I'm not
you can.
Married.
But I'm just saying, I'm a Southern woman, and normally I probably wouldn't have discussed this.
Really?
But now I'm married, and I can talk about it. Well, I have young fans. I don't want people to think it's. I personally am very proud of the fact that I graduated high school a virgin. I waited as long as I possibly could when I was ready to do it.
I think that's the way to go.
And I don't regret that at all. And I want that to be a very clear message to anyone out there who's younger, who's like feels the pressure from friends and society to have sex because everyone's doing it and talking about it. Don't do it till you're ready. Just know that I'm a 30-year-old married woman and I'm having sex, and that's why I'm talking about it so candidly.
It does sound super cheesy, but the truth is, like, waiting is so what you should be doing.
I know, but at the time,
I was too excited about it that I, you know, saw the Onyx Hotel Britney Spears concert tour. And that night, I did it. It was 15.
Oh, my God. That's so young. And you look so young, too. So that's, like, even creepier. You probably looked like 9, you know?
But I think that I was just, like, I needed to mature. Like, that was in me. I needed it. But
right.
Looking back, I'm like...
You regret it, though?
No, I don't regret it. But I'm like, oh, it would have been cool to wait longer.
I mean, everyone has their own thing. I will just say, when you're ready, just... No matter what your religious beliefs are, just get on some kind of birth control. Do something. You know what I mean? Like, my dad, bless his heart, he's the most Catholic, Republican person. And I had a friend get pregnant in high school, and it was because she was super religious and her parent, you know, didn't want her parents mm-hmm. to know and didn't get on birth control, whatever. My poor dad sat me down, and he was like, listen, Jackie, I'm not an idiot. You're gonna have sex. I'm not, you know, at that point I hadn't, but he was like, I know you're going to, most likely before you're married, just go get on the pill. Just go get on the pill. And if he hadn't said it to me, who knows what would have happened? Because they don't, I'm from where they don't talk about sex ed. And in the South, it's abstinence
what?
Only. You're not taught about condoms and birth control at all in school.
That is
it's illegal.
Shocking.
Yeah.
Is that for real?
Yeah, it's crazy. The only thing they're allowed to say is God doesn't want you to have sex, so don't have it.
That's disgusting.
I know, it's insane. Because my husband's from California, and so I've talked to him all about this. He's like, yeah, we did the whole, like, put condoms on bananas thing. Like, they straight up hand out condoms and talk about how to use them.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? They would have died in my high school. Like, the teacher would have had a heart attack if I would have gone, excuse me, I'm curious about condoms. They would have gone, oh, my God, bless your heart. You need to go talk to Jesus. Meanwhile, the cheerleaders are all fucking their boyfriends in the bathroom, and they're all, like, the Young Life captains or whatever.
That is so strange to me.
It's really strange.
Wow.
This all came from the tampons. I don't even know how we got to where we're at.
No.
Oh, because birth control.
Oh, yes, birth control.
So you're not on birth control.
No,
So you're just risking it.
Girl, it's
you're
not
so
a risk.
Natural. You don't do drugs. You don't drink. You don't even take birth control.
And I rarely take any kind of pain meds, but because of my period, I have to take, like, a Motrin or an Advil.
Well, so have you ever been on birth control?
I have. In high school, I went on it, and then I was on it for, like, a month or two, like, 4 years ago.
And you hated it?
Yeah.
Did it not make your periods better?
It did. And
when I was on NuvaRing, talk about feminine. I mean, first of all, to the hour, I had it clocked.
Yeah, it's really irregular. It makes you regular. My mom said that I should always be on it because it regulated my mood swings.
Oh my God, it's so funny.
That was in high school. Now that I don't have mood swings anymore, I still do. And it made my boobs bigger. I liked it, but it also, it's not everyone gains weight on it, but I'm someone who's prone to weight gain, so I do get fat from it. And that's ultimately why I didn't want to be in it. And also, I think there's, like, health reasons to not do it as well.
Yeah, I gained weight on a bunch of them. Yaz, which I don't even think exists anymore because so many pulmonary embolisms happened that they got sued.
Wait, what? I feel like Yaz was, like, the go-to.
Yeah, I mean, my boobs were so big on Yaz. I'll have to send you a picture. I had curves, and I had very supple things. I was, you know, I weighed more than I do now. But
you're
then,
so thin, by the way.
Thanks, but, you know, listen. But NuvaRing, I was even skinnier than this. I was, like,
you
10 pounds skinnier.
You might be my first, like, super tall, thin friend.
Really?
Yeah.
I've always had really petite friends.
Wow. We're really drawn to each other.
I know. My roommates in high school, or in college, I'm sorry, my roommates in college were, like, 5 feet. And it was so funny because I was always like, I'd be such a good boyfriend for you. Like, I'm a great boyfriend height.
Were you insecure about being tall?
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding?
Yeah, I was insecure about being tall.
I hated it. I hated it. It's just no one was tall enough for me. And I hate that, like, oh, I have to date a guy who's my height. Like, I hate that, but unfortunately, that's just what I'm attracted to. I've never, like, wanted to fuck a guy shorter than me, ever.
Is your husband your height?
He's 6 feet. I'm 5'10". So he's basically my height, you know, give or take. But, I mean, I used to just scan the room for the tallest guy, and that's who I try to talk to. I was, like, so thirsty for that, you know, tall guy dick.
Right.
Yeah.
Because you have that tall girl puss.
Exactly. I got to find a match. Lego pieces, you know, just like snapping together. But yeah, my height requirement went out the window because everyone in LA is short.
Why is that?
I don't know, man. I'm from the South. We are bred on GMO beef and corn, and everybody's tall. It's all my boyfriends from Texas were like 6'3", 6'4", 6'7".
I feel like when you're short, you do have like some sort of emotional or you have problems from it probably. So that's leading to you having to move out to LA and like find yourself. I don't know. That's probably really wrong. But
I don't know. I mean, I just think as women, we're conditioned to hate ourselves and other women. Mm-hmm. And everyone hates something about themselves. But that inevitably ends up being what makes you special. Like, teased for my voice. I got teased for having like long, scrawny monkey arms and being tall. And I feel like, what are the two things people say when they say, oh, do you know Jackie Johnson? She's got a deep Southern voice and she's tall.
Wow, you are so...
And you're like Lil Esther.
Yeah.
So like you're tiny and everyone's like, you know, Esther, she's petite and very feminine a little. And
you're right.
So it's like whatever we're made fun of makes us what's special.
I had this traumatic memory come back to me recently, and I can't remember if I talked about it in an episode of my podcast or if it was in the writer's room for my show, but basically I remember I was at the pool, like the local pool.
Oh, yeah.
And I took my cover-up off, and I was in my bikini, and like there was like a group of the older girls, and I just overheard them saying, I didn't know she was so fat.
No.
Yes. But at the time, I really didn't care. But looking back, I'm like, how was that not so traumatizing?
Were you fat?
If I was, I didn't know or care. Like, I don't think I was. I've been fat. I was really overweight in college. But
I
in
find
high
school, hard to believe.
No,
really, like, I want
to
see.
I had pictures of me that time, and I showed them to my boyfriend, and I'm like, "Doesn't my cousin look so much like me?" And he's like, "Yeah, she really does."
Oh my god!
And I'm like, "That's me," and he could not believe it.
Oh my god, I want to see.
Only my
Are
college
they secrets?
Friends. They're so secret. Okay. Only my college squad has access to them.
So you're not going to put up a like hashtag TBT one day, like just come being like, check it out, guys.
I recently put up a photo that like semi shows it, which is me holding an onion ring, wearing an NYU hoodie, and I have a Kabbalah bracelet on, and I'm just like holding the onion ring up, and I am very big in that, but that is not the biggest.
What made you gain, because I gained a lot of weight in college too. Not a lot. I weighed my heaviest I've ever been, which is probably 15 pounds heavier than I am right now. But that's a lot for me.
I don't know. Like, I think it was just all the access to the food. I was really depressed. I didn't like
being...
You
didn't drink, right?
No, I didn't drink. So it just like kind of ate my feelings and was really a big binge eater. And
you went off to school? You weren't like staying, living at home
No, I
still?
Went to... Yeah, I lived in the dorms.
That's what it was. It was just a change of lifestyle.
Really?
Because I would like eat Wendy's at 4 a.m. And like, but I was also drinking and I was also on ortho-tricycline low, which is a birth control that everybody was on.
That was what I was on in high school.
And it made me so bigger. It made me so much bigger.
Interesting.
But I started experimenting sexually and like, you know, my dad told me not to get pregnant. And so I was like, okay, I guess I got to get on birth control.
Right.
So I did.
Right.
And there were consequences to that.
Which is
the weight gain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But when I look back to my birth control times, like I do almost wish that I was still on it because my skin was clear. My boobs were bigger. And I was, I guess, like had a more stable mood. So I do feel like, wait a second, Esther, you're a really good candidate for birth control. However, there's so many arguments against it and how it manipulates your hormones and stuff.
Yeah, but it's really sick.
When
what
I
we
do
have to
think
do
about
ourselves.
Birth control, I'm like, you can take a pill and get bigger boobs and clear skin and not worry about pregnancies, which I never worry about anyway because I've been doing the pull-out method forever. But that sounds really good to me. Clear skin.
I was on NuvaRing for a long time and I loved it.
Why did you go off?
Super skinny. I had very feminine periods. I never had to worry about having babies. My face was clear because I turned 30 and I said, I've been on hormonal birth control for 11 years. And that's a long time.
That's too long.
And I was like, I do want to have a kid at some point. I'm going to go off it, let my body detox from all this because it's terrible shit. It's terrible hormones you're putting through your body. It's terrible. Ugh. And I'm all about it because we have a population problem and everybody's trying to fuck and we all have a right to fuck. So it's all good. I just feel like you shouldn't be on it your entire adult life. I feel very uncomfortable with that.
Mm-hmm.
So just find one that it's a trial and error, unfortunately. I tried 7 of them before I found NuvaRing and liked it. And other women like get NuvaRing and hate it. So, you know, you have to find one that fits for you.
And for me, it's the pull-out method currently.
Hey, well, I just want to say, let's not condone, let's not promote that to people.
If you're with, you have to be with someone you really trust, and that will take years to find.
And I think also being a little older, too, because I feel like pull-out method is not for a 22-year-old. It's for people who know what they're doing.
Yes, it's really about trusting that guy and making, because guys will lie to you, and guys will be bad at it, and they'll just think a slip-up is okay. I mean, it happens every day, all the time.
And then there's this whole pre-cum thing, like, because I really don't want to get pregnant right
me
now.
Neither.
But we're playing with fire.
We're not.
I hear that, but I just can't shake the idea. I'm shook. Like, I have a friend. I won't name her name out of just confidentiality. She might not want her shit blasted. She's literally never been on birth control ever, and she's in her mid-30s. And she's like, oh, yeah, all my boyfriends. And I'm like, what? I didn't know this was a thing because all I've ever been told is be on birth control, be on birth control. You'll get pregnant if you're not.
I don't understand it. The pre-cum is a myth.
Oh my God.
You can't get pregnant from it. But, I know I'm saying crazy shit. I know, but this is
anybody
my research.
Listening that's young, I just really listen. Or just do a condom. I don't know. Why don't people use condoms?
Yes, if you're not in a committed, trusting relationship, you should you have to use
condoms.
But
I know people who use condoms all the time and don't mind. I know married couples that use condoms.
So do I, yeah. I think it's fine.
Yeah, just be careful. All I'm saying is be careful, honey.
Maybe I should reintroduce condoms into my life just to feel like a teenager.
I mean, I barely have had any experience with condoms ever.
I bet that condoms would make me feel so young that I would be so turned on.
Oh my God, what if you go buy a cheerleader costume and your boyfriend puts on a football outfit and you guys do a whole fantasy night?
It would be the ugliest.
Babe, you did so good tonight. You scored 6 touchdowns. And then, you guys do, a whole role play with the condom and everything. That'd be fun.
I feel like the condom is all you need. This is such a great idea for married couples. It's just bust a condom out and you will feel so hot.
You'll feel so young again. My boobs, secretive.
My boobs will feel 3 inches higher than they have been for 10 years. This episode was supposed to be a mini. It's turning out to be a medium. I think we should wrap it up because it's been a long night for you and I.
Yeah, we've been podding, man.
And we have gone so female that I think it's wonderful. I think it's beautiful. And I think the men have learned a lot. The women have learned
should
and enjoyed.
Should we say anything about men, boy stuff to counterbalance?
We talked about condoms.
I mean, guys, do guys like condoms?
They don't, typically.
Have condoms gotten any better? Have any big advances been made in them in the past decade or so?
That's
a
good question.
To make them better or more natural or anything?
I also wonder, is condom, are they, is that a big business?
Of course.
Yeah.
I'm so out of the condom world because I've pretty much had a boyfriend my entire adult life.
Yeah.
Because I was making up for the fact that I'd never dated anybody until I was in college.
That is crazy.
Yeah, I was nobody wanted to go out with me. Nobody wanted to go out.
That happened to
me
in college, but in high school I had a boyfriend or two.
I'm telling you, that's why we're comedians.
We have problems.
I mean, it's fine. It worked out. It's fine. It's just...
It's all working out.
It's just crazy because I, was repulsed. I thought I was so ugly, you know? And I look back at pictures and I'm like, I was, perfect. I was young and supple skin and collagen.
Well, you gotta use that lesson now and think about one day you might be 65, 75, 85 years old. And while you're in your 30s looking at your flaws,
exactly,
you're going to be thinking, oh my God, I was 32.
I know. It's disgusting. It's really disgusting.
It's really hard to appreciate things.
We just got to look good. That's why, I'm not going to Photoshop my pictures that I took for my podcast. I'm not going to Photoshop them.
That's very cool.
I could take out the lines around my eyes. I could whiten my teeth. I'm not going
to
do any of that.
You don't need to.
Because I'm not going to promote that. We got to be who we are.
Be yourself.
There's good things about me. There's things that aren't that
be
perfect.
Aggressive.
But you know what?
You've got to be aggressive.
Be aggressive. Be aggressive. Oh. See, you wouldn't even be able to put on your cheerleader fantasy night. You're going to be like, be aggressive with my pussy. P-U-S-S-Y.
Oh my God, you're so not wearing a bra.
I told you I wasn't. Look, now I'm self-conscious.
Don't be.
It got too hot in here. I had to take off my hoodie.
And then you started dancing. I could see what
and
was
going
on.
And they jiggled.
I'll turn the AC on. I'm so sorry.
That's disgusting.
Oh, we've got Dustin, and yeah, it is getting warm. Well, let's wrap it up. Dustin is a fucking asshole. I'm just kidding. I just remembered that I used to be always mean to Dustin because he would bring the equipment to my apartment, and we'd always tease him.
And look at him now, a big fancy studio.
Now we're in a multi-million-dollar studio, and there's diamonds everywhere.
Yeah, thank you for that free bag of diamonds on the way out. Everyone at Feral Audio gets a bag of diamonds as a gift on the way out.
It's really luxurious, and I throw mine away in dumpsters.
Oh!
That's a callback to the first podcast we recorded this evening.
That's
anyway,
an Easter egg.
Jackie Johnson, thanks for coming back. Thanks for always being a pal. Thank you for starting your own podcast called Natch Beat, which you can find on Feral Audio. You don't even need to promote it. I did it for you. Is there anything else we need to say?
I think just, you know, if you're a teen, really think about it before you have sex. Like, really decide if you're emotionally ready. And that's really all we should say. And if you're a guy, maybe, like, give your girlfriend a hug. Or your wife or your whoever, your mom, your sister. Just be like, I know what you go through, and I just want to acknowledge it. All we want is acknowledgement. Just be like, I understand what you go through every month.
I understand that you have to dig a grave in your vagina.
Yeah. An archaeologist excursion every month. Okay?
Round the clock.
This is the shit we have to deal with. So if your girlfriend gets a little snippy over something, cut her a break. That's all I'm saying. Maybe buy her a salty snack. Surprise her with a bag of M&M peanut or something, you know?
You guys, thank you so much. I truly appreciate you returning every week. And
well, you've decided to make friends with somebody in the life, so that's on you.
No, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the listeners.
Oh, you guys have a great life.
Thank you for being there for me. I appreciate you. And Jackie, you know I appreciate you.
Oh, I appreciate you. I appreciate you. Thanks for having me and Chuchi on again.
Thanks, everybody.
Feral Audio.
I can't believe how cold it is. It's so cold.
Are you fucking serious?
You fucking
don't
look at me.
Now you think so.
I'm so cold.
As a branch of the United States government.
As a branch of the United States government, it is the mission of the National Security Agency to assess and flag citizens of the country who may present a threat to its security. The NSA has clearance to wiretap by any means necessary.
Tapped. Incidental recordings of private conversations from the files of the NSA.
Now on feralaudio.com.